I'm a man on a mission, yeah, this man's got a plan. Ever since I can remember, I've been a Florida Gator fan. You think I would have given up by now? No way. No
how. You are listening to Gatorators, the official podcast of Gatorade.com. Our opening song, Not Done Yet, by Timothy Craig. I hope you guys are enjoying it. It's our second week using it, and we're all really big fans of it. And once again, we'd like to thank Mr. Craig for letting us use his song. It's an optimistic take on Gator football, and you know, we're enjoying opening and closing to it. So
yeah, we got plenty to be optimistic about, for sure.
Yeah, so big news in Gainesville is we have a new head coach. His name, Will Muschamp, former occupation, Texas Longhorns defensive coordinator, and head coach in waiting. So, guys, it was pretty quick hire. You know, kind of all of a sudden, kind of stole the thunder of the Heisman ceremony a little bit, being announced Saturday night as the ceremony was kicking off. People were speculating that Urban and the University of Florida was kind of bitter about Cam Newton, so they decided to steal his... had to take away his spotlight, but
Seals thunder.
Yep. So, Will, what was your reaction to Muschamp?
As of right now, I'm kind of indifferent towards it. Texas obviously has had some problems lately, and I honestly don't believe that Texas has the same talent as, you know, any of the powerhouse SEC teams. You know, take reference to the national title last year against Alabama. You know, the Big 12 is 10-11 in BCS games, as in where the SEC is 14-5. So you can obviously see the difference in talent between the two conferences. Big 12 being under 500 and the SEC being well above any other conference with almost 75% wins in BCS games. When it comes down to the scheming of the coach, there are two things I really have to say about it. The opposing defenses will essentially have to throw out the past 6 years of Florida offense because Muschamp's going to bring in his own offensive style, which is the spread passing as opposed to the spread option, which to an extent is not that bad of a change because, you know, it's still pertaining to spread offense. It's really just changing, you know, the amount of wide receivers you use, how often you throw the ball as opposed to how many times you try running the halfback dive. However, that same thing that's going to throw off the opposing defenses is going to become a bit of a problem for the offense of Florida because, you know, the sorts of players that were recruited to run the spread option are going to be tried, are going to have to adapt to a new scheme. You have to look at someone like John Brantley, who obviously can't run the spread option, and how he was forced into it and how he was trying, how he's kind of like has to try to adapt to it. But obviously that didn't work very well. You know, it's good that he gets to go into something that's going to fit himself better once Muschamp comes in. Also, you have to look at recruiting. The recruits that we've gotten this year have pertained to the offense that we've been using, which is also going to create problems for, of course, next year. Excuse me. However, recruiting is obviously going to have to change eventually, and it's going to work itself out. It's just going to take a couple of years. Basically, I want to give Muschamp the chance. I believe he's a good coach. However, his lack of head coaching experience right now is a little bit worrying, but we'll see where that heads.
Yeah, the Muschamp hire, I love it. My cousin Daniel, big listener of the show, we mention him pretty much every podcast, called it inspired. I will call it a home run. You know, Muschamp, he's just great. You know, in his first – he's spent 9 seasons as a defensive coordinator. 6 of those 9 seasons, his defenses have finished in the top 10 in total defense in the country, which is a pretty phenomenal thing. So the defense, you know, he brings a very good strategic and, you know – excuse me. He brings a very strategic advantage, and he brings an intensity advantage. Also, going off his intensity, he's a very intense guy. He gets his players fired up. His players will come off the sidelines, and he'll run up, and he'll chest bump them, headbutt them, do whatever. It's, you know, it's just so great to see him with that excitement and that passion. You know, like he you know, starts bleeding from his face, and he's yelling and screaming and making a ruckus. And, you know, obviously as a head coach, he can't be doing that stuff. But, you know, it's still exciting to see that kind of passion on the sidelines compared to Urban Meyer's kind of a stoic, you know, calm figure. And as far as defense goes, it's set. I mean, I believe that Muschamp is the type of guy who will call his own plays. He'll have control over the defense. And, you know, I think that the defense will be in a very good position with Muschamp at the helm. So, Griffin, what do you think?
You know, I'm just about as excited as you are, Joe. The recruit or the hiring of Will Muschamp, I think, is going to be great, because I'm looking here at a quote that Urban Meyer himself said. Urban Meyer is quoted as saying, quote, "He's a tremendous recruiter. I've bumped into him many times over the years on the road while on recruiting trips." So everybody talks about how great of a recruiting class that Meyer had, and oh, we might lose that recruiting class because everybody sees that Meyer's gone. Well, Muschamp has just as great as a recruiting history as Meyer does, if not, you know, maybe even better, maybe worse. Some people might, you know, say back and forth, but he's got a great recruiting history. So we're not going to lose the class that we've got coming in. We're going to have those people, and then we're going to have many more because Muschamp is going to be able to keep up that great recruiting history. Muschamp has been quoted on many websites and described as being, quote, fiery. It's just like you said, Joe. I've watched videos, you know, YouTube videos on of Muschamp, and when his players do well and they come off the sideline, he's like getting in fights with them on the sideline. He's like pumping them up. He's hitting them. He's all over the place, and you know, he's doing great. He's loving it. So he loves just. We need a coach who just loves coaching. Not that Meyer didn't, but it's just Meyer did. So we need another coach who's like that. We need somebody who just loves being a Florida Gator, who just loves coaching and loves being on that sideline with his players, with his team. We need somebody like that, and I definitely see that in Muschamp a lot. And, you know, you look at his track record. He played at Georgia, so he's got obviously playing experience. He played at LSU with Nick Saban when they won the national championship. He went to Miami with Nick Saban, and at that Miami defense, even though he was only there for a year, they had the 15th defense in the nation for his first year being there and his first year being in the NFL. Wow. NFL is a whole different ballgame than college football, and he had the 15th-ranked defense in the nation. Auburn, he had the 7th-ranked defense in the nation. They only allowed 21 touchdowns all season long. So I think that you look at his track record, you look at what even Meyer has said about the man, and he's a great pick. I think we're going to do real well this season.
Another thing that you should take into consideration also is that, you know, he was the head coach in waiting at Texas, and Texas and Florida are both top 5 jobs in the country. And to have a guy like Muschamp at the helm, preparing to take the helm in Texas, come to Florida, that's a pretty impressive thing.
Exactly.
Also, Muschamp's an SEC guy. As Griffin was mentioning, his 10 years at LSU and Auburn obviously did very well. He's from the Nick Saban coaching tree.
Exactly.
And with people like Jimbo Fisher and Kirby Smart rising up through the ranks, you know, Nick Saban's starting to look like the Bill Parcells of college football, just popping out little assistant, really good assistant coaches trying to be great head coaches. So we're going to use that to segue into our 4th-and-1 topic, which was Florida hired Will Muschamp too quickly. There is some speculation that Florida perhaps didn't take the best approach to hiring Muschamp. A lot of people are saying they did it too quickly. They didn't interview enough candidates, didn't consider enough people. So I'm going to go ahead and throw this one to Griffin to start off.
For this one, I'm going to have to go for it. Because on the 4th-and-1, you know, you said the 4th-and-1 topic is that we hired him too quickly, and I agree. Granted, all the great things I just said about Muschamp, I stand by it. I'll stand by it every single day. Muschamp looks to be a great coach, and he looks like we're going to have a great future with him. But I still think that University of Florida should have put a lot more thought into this. I think it's a great choice, and I'm standing by them. But Muschamp was the only official interview of the University of Florida. He was the only person that they flew in, talked to, and legitimately talked to about the job. There's so many other people that we could have had and we could have pursued, even if they didn't want to. We should have offered them the job or talked to them about it. There's a huge list of names. You got Dan Mullen, head coach of Mississippi State. You got Kyle Whittingham of Utah. You know, what was the last time that happened we had a coach come out of Utah? Gee, I wonder.
Pretty good things.
Yeah, pretty good things came out of Utah last time. We got the Boise State head coach, Chris Peterson, Bob Stoops from Oklahoma. There's a big list of names that all run the same type of offense that we do, whether it be the pass or the option spread. It's the spread offense, so it's the same ball game. It's and it's big name coaches, people who know what they're doing. Even Dan Mullen, who's got experience with the Gators. We've got all these people, and while I do think that Muschamp is going to be great for us, I'm glad that we have him. It's more of I'm glad that we pick somebody good in that rush decision, because I do think it was a rush decision. I'm just very thankful that it's somebody who is turned out to be very good and looks like he's got great stats. I wasn't expecting any higher. Joe, you were the one that told me. You were the one that you're like, oh, hey, we got a new head coach. Where did that come from? Are you kidding me? No, we don't have a new head coach. It's been like 3 days. So it totally caught everybody off guard. I really think the University of Florida should at least take, like 2 weeks, something like that, interview a lot of different people, then think about it. But, you know, again, granted, Muschamp is looking great. So, but I'm going to have to go for it on that one. I really think that UF, our athletic director, jumped the gun on that one a little bit.
All right, on 4th and 1, I'm going to have to punt on that one. I think Muschamp's a great hire. There's a lot of candidates out there that Florida could have considered. You have Stoops, Oklahoma, Peterson, Boise State, Whittingham, Utah. But honestly, Stoops would have said no. We've contacted Stoops every time the job's open since he left. When Spurrier left in 01, Zuck got fired. When Meyer resigned last year, I'm sure Stoops was given a call, and then I'm sure Stoops was called again. But the thing is, Stoops would have said no. He's at Oklahoma. It's cozy. It's the Big 12. He only has to worry about Texas, especially with Nebraska leaving for the Big 10. If he comes to Florida, he has to worry about Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, Auburn. The list keeps growing. So Stoops would be foolish to leave. Now, Chris Peterson, I believe he's a better football coach than Dan Hawkins, but Boise State coach Dan Hawkins left for Colorado. That was a disaster. Chris Peterson, I like the guy. I think he's a good coach. I'm just not sure how well he would fare in the SEC coming out of Boise. I'm not exactly comfortable with that. I am a little disappointed they didn't give Kyle Whittingham a call. Obviously, he's from the Urban Meyer coaching tree, if you will. I'm also disappointed they didn't give Dan Mullen a call. I think Mullen and Whittingham would have been good candidates as well. But I really, really like the hire of Muschamp. And also, you know, with the swiftness of it, I really liked as well, because in college football, in the recruiting world especially, you have to be on top of your game always. And Florida, the best thing for them to do when Urban Meyer resigned was to get on the ball, get a new guy in immediately, because these recruits need some stability. I mean, they need to find, you know, that sense of, you know, stability, I'll say it again, in their program that they're going to go to. And if they're preparing to sign a letter of intent to a college that has no head coach, that's a problem. And, you know, another spin on the recruiting advantage to this is that Muschamp is a really great recruiter from Texas, you know, and he was recruiting all those great playmakers to Texas. They may like Muschamp enough to say, hey, we want a good player for this guy so bad, we're going to switch over to Florida. And so I really think it's a great hire, as my cousin Daniel said, as I mentioned earlier, inspired, home run. I really think that it was a good thing to do to get him and get him quickly. I really like it. I kind of have a little man crush on Muschamp right now. We'll see if that lasts through the season, next season. But right now, yeah, I really, really love this hire. So I'm going to throw this to Will now.
All right. I'm going to punt it, but for a different reason than Joe. I'm of the opinion that Florida is not exactly giving off how things went down in the process of finding a new coach. Since last year, when Urban Meyer resigned, I'm of the opinion that Jeremy Foley contacted Urban Meyer, talked to him about it, said, look, if you're not going to be around next year, I would like you to help me find some new coaches that would possibly be interested in this job. It's kind of absurd to just believe that he just magically got a coach in 3 days. And to further that, I mean, Urban Meyer said this year that he would help find a new coach, so why wouldn't he help last year? Obviously, he loves this program, and he's given so much to it. He's gone to the hospital how many times over it? So why not help?
Wow.
Why not help this program?
Ouch.
Out. I mean, think about it. Jeremy Foley is a smart guy. He would not put this program in jeopardy by spending reportedly about 6 hours with someone and just hire him on the spot in less than a day. There's no way. And Will Muschamp is not the kind of guy to spend a life decision in that amount of time either. I mean, he had a head coach in waiting job at Texas. That's a pretty big job, high paying, high profile. You don't even have to beat good non-conference opponents, just like Florida. I mean, It's pretty similar to Florida. So why would he leave something that he basically already had? Obviously, at least to myself, he has to have been in contact with Jeremy Foley and Urban Meyer throughout the year last year, and he has to have been in negotiations for a long time. It's not comprehensible to me for him to make a decision so quickly. However, I mean, don't take my tangent the wrong way. I do think he's a good coach. I think that it's a good hire, but I can't see Florida being the type of program to hire someone so quickly and so rashly.
All right, yeah, I could see that. It was definitely interesting when you told me about it earlier, and I was, looking forward to hearing about it. So, for those of you who think that maybe perhaps Urban Meyer was planning to resign after the season all along, that's an interesting thing that we could delve into.
He didn't have the passion this year? That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not fully agreeing with Will. I'm not going to sit here and be like, it's a conspiracy, but there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, you know? I know that everybody has to know that. There's things that we don't, it's just like politics, it's just like, there's just things that we just don't know. They tell us certain things, they say, oh, you know, we've got a coach, but you have to know that it wasn't like all of a sudden, okay, I'm resigning. The athletic director of the university and the head coach of the largest sport of the university have to be on speaking terms, and they have to kind of have a level playing field. They have to both know what's going on. So the resignation from Urban Meyer, I'm sure, wasn't a total shock. He probably knew that, all right, you know, Urban, you're kind of getting near the end, and Urban was kind of communicating, I don't want to be here for much longer. I'm going to stay to maybe give you more time to find. Maybe it was something like that. You never know, but I'm not going to fully be like they were communicating with him during the year, but I do have to say there is always a little bit of truth to there's something we don't know. There's always something we don't know because it's all politics. It's all looking good for the press. It's all looking good for the media, so it's trying to keep a smooth, you know, appearance on things. So there might be something like that.
All right, so, you know, you have to wonder what Dan Mullen is thinking right about now. Dan Mullen was the hot name for a while, and to not even get an interview, I wonder what he's thinking now. Just having to deny all those rumors and then not even getting a call from Foley, apparently. Allegedly not.
Allegedly. We always have to say allegedly when you speak of things like this. Yeah. Allegedly.
Foley may have taken him out to Applebee's or whatever the fine dining in Starkville, Mississippi is, so.
Yeah, Applebee's is a fine gourmet restaurant where you can sit down and have somebody bring your food to you.
Right. All right, so segue to the Outback Bowl. Urban Meyer's final game.
I'm going to have some Bloomin' Onion.
Oh, a Bloomin' Onion for us all.
Bring on the restaurant jokes.
Yeah. So, the Outback Bowl, Urban Meyer's final game as the Florida Gators head coach. Will, what will happen?
I have got some lovely statistics lined up for everyone.
Yay, statistics!
Bring it on.
And, you know, I really didn't expect this when I was looking it up, but Florida and Penn State are actually extremely, extremely, extremely similar. They are both 7-5. They are both 4-4 in their conference. John Brantley has a pass rating of 118.8 with 9 interceptions. Robert Bolden, the starter at Penn State, has a pass rating of 118.5 with 7 interceptions.
I take Bolden.
You would?
I would.
Of course you would.
On the ground, Florida averages 4.3 yards per carry. The Nittany Lions average 4.2. In the passing game, the Gators average 10.6. Nittany Lions, 12.7.
I feel like all the Price is Right.
Yeah, are you a game show announcer? 4.7!
It's just weird. Bum, bum, bum. So where does the difference come between these two teams? There's one statistic that I could find that has a huge difference. Florida has scored 29 touchdowns on the ground. Penn State only 14. So what does this mean for the Florida Gators? Should they win the game? Statistically, they really should. I mean, they are exactly the same almost in every way except for the touchdowns on the ground. But Florida does throw a few more interceptions. However, I still got to go with my gut feeling on this. My gut feeling has led me to many good places in this life. And when I ignore it, I always seem to lose.
Or go hungry.
Exactly. But with this team, with Florida falling apart this year, losing their coaches, with bad coaching with Steve Adazio, with a lack of Florida passion all year, I think Penn State wins this in a close one, 21-17.
Okay, well, I was looking at the stats too.
Come on down. I'm sorry. I just that was great, Will.
I was looking at the stats too, and I ignored them completely. You know why? Because there's a difference between Penn State and Florida, and that is Steve Adazio. And even with a month to prepare, I do not care. Florida will lose this game because of Steve Adazio. And it'll be a fitting end to the Urban Meyer era, how his demise was caused by one Steve Adazio.
What is this, like a tale? It went from a game show to a tale of legends.
Half jokingly, you realize Steve Adazio took over as offensive coordinator before the 2009 season. Coincidentally, Urban Meyer started having health problems. Go figure.
Go figure.
So, that being said, Penn State 24, Florida 7, the end. Griffin.
Okay, well, Joe Paterno's a football god, but he's 83. I just want to point that little thing out. He has a great record, and he's had amazing things done in the past, and he's done things that I don't think any coach will ever do again. But just like Bobby Bowden, you got to know when to step down. You got to know when, okay, I am past my prime, I need to let go. And I think Joe Paterno just really needs to let go. And his team has been suffering because of that. They're not the worst team ever. They still, you know, everybody still talks about them. All the sports writers give them rankings. They're always BCS, whatever. So I'm not really happy about that. I don't think they deserve all the rankings they get. They're not worth much of the hype. But they're still a good team. So as much as I wanna jump on the hate bandwagon, I'm going to think the opposite of you guys. I'm going to think that even though Adazio's an idiot, that's not going to stop us. We're going to fight through Adazio. We know. I think the players are going to respect Urban enough to be like, this is this man's last game. Stats out the window. You know, bad coaching out the window. I think the players are going to want to win more than anything because of the past of Urban Meyer and the amazing things that he's done. They don't want to see him go out with a lose. They don't want to see him go out. They want to see him go out with as best of a season as he can possibly get. And that means one more win. That means going out with your head held high and beating a coaching legend. That would be something to say, that he's beat a coaching legend. And, I mean, you think about the two teams, though. It's going to be a great game regardless of how you look at it. Because you think about the two teams. There's a quote here from Jim McVay, the president and CEO of Outback. I believe it's Outback. Either the president of Outback or the president of the bowl itself.
Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Yeah, it's all the same thing. And he said, we look forward to facing when you talk about tradition and history of college football, it just doesn't get any better than Penn State and the University of Florida. You think about these two teams, they have had football programs for a long time. And they've been respectable for a long time. So this is going to be a great game steeped in a lot of tradition. It's going to be a good fighting game. But I think the players of the University of Florida are going to want to see Urban Meyer go out, and they're going to want to see him beat somebody very respectable. So I think, just like you said, it's going to be a close one. I think it's going to be 24-17 University of Florida.
Okay. And to put Joe Paterno's age into perspective, Urban Meyer is 46 years old and stepping down. Joe Paterno will be completing his 45th season as head coach of Penn State this New Year's Day.
Oh, my God.
So he'll be starting his 46th season, and Urban Meyer will be at home driving his son to baseball practice or whatever.
He's coached longer than Urban Meyer's been alive.
Roughly.
Wow. I don't have words for that. I don't know.
And so now that the Urban Meyer's resignation has sunk in, how many years do you think it's going to take for Coach Meyer to get back in the game? I'm saying three.
1 to 2.
Saying 3 years.
Saying he goes straight to Denver.
That would break a lot of hearts.
Him and Timmy Tebow. They're getting back together.
You can't be a coach and not coach.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it's darn near impossible.
I think once Brian Kelly gets fired from Notre Dame, Urban Meyer will get the call. And he'll finally have his dream job. But that doesn't. What?
That's a quote.
That's. Okay. Quote me now. If I'm right, I want the credit. Mention me in your tweets, put me on Facebook, build a memorial for me outside the swamp, whatever. It's your choice as the fans. But that's our show. We invite you to continue listening to Gator Raiders and to visit Gatorade.com. I pretty much typed my fingers off this week, punched out about 10 stories among all the chaos.
In how many days, Joe?
7.
Boom! So, that's what I'm talking about. That's dedication.
And we are nowhere near from done as Florida continues the search for assistant coaches and coordinators. The favorites right now, offense coordinator Major Applewhite, the Texas quarterbacks coach, I believe, and defense coordinator favorite. Florida's offered the job to Alabama's Kirby Smart, which would be a huge, huge hire, but
that'd be phenomenal.
You would think that they'd rather spend the money on an offensive coordinator, especially considering Muschamp's a defensive guy, too. So, we'll see. But that's it for our show. Thanks for listening, and
go Gators!
I'm a man on a mission, yeah. This man's got a plan.